Aliens in America premiered on the CW network this week. It's a sitcom that tries to make comedic use of some of the topical tensions of the times, about a family in Wisconsin called the Tolchuks who take in an exchange student from Pakistan who's a devout Muslim. The show tries to play issues like the fear of terrorism and anxiety about civil rights for laughs in a high school setting. Of course, the producers, like most producers, want Aliens in America to catch on with young viewers, but the show is also getting attention from the kinds of people who may not usually watch sitcoms, NPR's Bilal Qureshi reports.
In a darkened auditorium at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., a group of students studying politics and the Middle East sits down to watch the new TV show Aliens in America.
Today is my first day.
In this scene, the exchange student, Raja, is introduced to his classmates by his new teacher.
For 1 year, we will be in the presence of a real live Pakistani who practices Muslimism. That means we have the opportunity to learn about his culture and he about ours. So let's begin a dialogue. Raja, you are so different from us. How does that feel?
I am not sure I understand.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. How does everyone else feel about Raja and his differences?
Well, I guess I feel angry because these people blew up the buildings in New York.
But that is not true.
Okay, Raja, in America, you have to wait until you're called on and I'd appreciate a raised hand. Now, who else is angry at Raja?
Since 9/11, Muslim characters on television have tended to appear in weighty dramas like Fox's 24 and the Showtime series Sleeper Cell. These characters are usually villains, conspirators, and terrorists.
And so I anticipated seeing that once again.
Dina Takruri is an Arab-American graduate student at Georgetown. She attended the screening with her friends, and as the show progressed, her attitude began to change.
I was actually pleasantly surprised to see that it was sort of a creative and clever social commentary and critique.
Aliens in America is not the first American sitcom to address cultural bias or politics head-on. All in the Family, one of the most successful sitcoms in TV history, made light of everything from racism to sexism when it aired in the 1970s. Of course, it was also really funny.
The truth is, we're doing the show to be funny first.
David Gorasio is one of the co-creators of Aliens in America.
Anything that might be thought-provoking or interesting or even a lesson about multiculturalism might be some gravy if some people take that from the show as well.
Some are taking that from the show. The Muslim Public Affairs Council, a Washington-based civil rights organization, has praised the show for portraying Raja as a sympathetic and nuanced character. Cynthia Schneider heads the public diplomacy program at the Brookings Institution. She screened the first episode of Aliens in America for a D.C. policy crowd. She says while sitcoms don't exactly shape legislation,
they can prepare the ground for conversations in a way that really nothing else can.
And those conversations affect attitudes and perceptions and stereotypes at a time when tensions between the U.S. and the Muslim world are high. At the panel discussion at Georgetown after the screening of the show, a number of students talked about how they learned about American popular culture growing up. Dina Takruri was one of them.
A lot of stuff I learned about America, American culture, society, language, lingo, slang was from television. And it certainly is a powerful shaper of our views and our ideologies.
The challenge for the creators of Aliens in America will be keeping the plot lines fresh without it becoming a weekly public service announcement on tolerance. Deborah Jaramillo teaches courses on television at Georgetown.
This show has an enormous burden on it, and the writers feel that. And certainly their aim isn't to necessarily change the world. But they're presenting issues in an interesting and funny and insightful way. And we'll see what happens as it goes along.
Whatever happens will depend on how many people watch. In its first week, the show drew less than 1% of TV viewers, or 2.3 million people, a fairly low number by Nielsen standards. So any broader cultural impact Aliens in America may have will depend first on whether viewers and advertisers actually tune in. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.